NOAA has funds available for Great Lakes monitoring, ballast water needs a permit, and a group of government employees says EPA is gagging theirs. Today is August 1st, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management, software, and services for environmental reporting.
NOAA is anxious for Great Lakes news and is putting $750,000 towards monitoring that would make regional data easier to get at. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced Wednesday that it is awarding $750,000 to support marine observing efforts in the Great Lakes region. The fiscal year 2008 funding is provided through NOAA's Integrated Ocean Observing System, or IOOS, program. Funding, according to the administration, will be directed to the Great Lakes Observing System, where Interim Executive Director Roger Gauthier of the Great Lakes Commission will oversee the continued development and associated management of regional marine observations. The aim, the administration said, is to make regional data easier to access and use, identify and prioritize future regional needs for ocean information, and monitor environmental conditions so decision makers can minimize the impact of severe weather, natural hazards, and other emergencies. The Great Lakes region is one recipient in an anticipated series of IOOS grants across the nation this year, totaling $20.4 million. These grants will support the continuation of 17 multi-year projects awarded in 2007, as well as new efforts in 2008. Coming up, an environmentalist group cries foul over an internal EPA email to staffers, and a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision tells the White House that the Clean Water Act applies to all marine discharges. After a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
EPA in mid-June sent an internal email to agency employees asking them not to respond to reporters or even federal investigators, instead forwarding inquiries to certain staff members. The email specifically reminds staff not to respond to questions or make any statements to reporters, and, of specific concern to environmental groups, tells employees contacted directly by the U.S. Office of Inspector General or the Government Accountability Office to be forwarded to the same EPA staff. The email was leaked to the environmentalist group Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. EPA said the email was in response to a May 24, 2007 report criticizing the agency's oversight of audit follow-up. The report used information taken directly from EPA employees. The agency also said its purpose behind the email was to organize and keep a record of the reports. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals told EPA last Wednesday that it cannot exempt marine discharges and other waste from ships. The case was an appeal of a district decision in 2003 that also decided the Clean Water Act requires an NPDES permit for discharges, including ballast water, gray water, and sewage. The district court concluded that the regulation under 40 CFR had exceeded its authority under the Act in exempting these discharges from permitting requirements. The district court vacated the rule, effective September 30, 2008. That decision was affirmed by the circuit court. Plaintiffs in this case were Northwest Environmental Advocates, San Francisco Baykeeper, and the Ocean Conservancy. Several Great Lakes states joined the plaintiffs. EPA's defendant was joined by a shipping industry group to argue for the 1973 regulation exempting certain marine discharges from the permitting scheme of Sections 301A and 402 of the Clean Water Act. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management, software, and services for environmental reporting.